With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Supporters of Medicaid expansion for low-income Montanans are celebrating a major victory tonight after the House approved the controversial bill. Steve Jess reports from the Capitol.
It took 2 days of parliamentary maneuvers and multiple votes before House Bill 405 finally made it to the House floor for an up or down vote. But the chief opponent of the measure refused to give up. Bozeman Republican Art Wittick brought the same amendments to the floor that he tried to attach to the bill in committee, including one that would completely erase the compromise plan and replace it with the governor's original Medicaid plan, which the House has already rejected. He never got a chance to introduce that amendment, though. About 90 minutes into the debate, when Wittick rose for the third time to offer an amendment, another House member asked for a cloture vote. That ends debate. The House approved it with 77 votes. Wittick asked the chair of the session, Broadus Republican Lee Randall, to let him continue.
Mr. Chairman, I think under the rules, the 30-minute time period is told during amendments.
Yes, that's correct. Cloture was still in order, Representative Wittick.
So do I get to bring my other two amendments?
Cloture's been called and passed, so no.
Wittick appealed Randall's ruling and was voted down again. That ended the debate. About a minute later, the House voted on the bill, passing it 54-46 with two more Republican supporters than originally thought. It faces one more vote in the House, then a trip back to the Senate for a concurrence on minor amendments before going to the governor's desk. The Medicaid expansion may be signed into law by the end of next week. I'm Steve Jess.